在星期三晚上的家庭聚会，我们已经把列王记下最后一章查考完了。
For Wednesday night Bible studies, we have finished the last chapter of 2 Kings.
也想要把这一段很长的历史，再借着今天晚上，我们来做一个结论。
And I want to make a conclusion for this long history.
我们请看列王记下25章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 25.
列王记下二十五章二十一节。
Second Kings chapter 25 verse 21。
二十一节，巴比伦王就把他们击杀在哈马地的利比拉，这样犹大人被掳去离开本地。
21. Then the king of Babylon struck them and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. Thus Judah was carried away captive from its own land.
这个时间是在主前586年。
It was 586 BC.
犹大国被巴比伦帝国所灭。
Judah was destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon.
那为什么在这个时候他们被灭
？Why were they destroyed？
请看二十五章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 25, verse 1.
西底家背叛巴比伦王，他作王第九年十月初十日。巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒率领千军来攻击耶路撒冷，对城安营，视为主垒攻城。
Now it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army came against Jerusalem and encamped against it, and they built a siege wall against it all around.
第二节，于是城被围困，直到西底家十一年。
So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah.
第一节说，在西底家王犹大王西底家第九年，他就背叛巴比伦国。
In verse 1, in the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign, he rebelled against the king of Babylon.
所以尼布甲尼撒王就来攻打这个犹大。
So Nebuchadnezzar came to attack Judah.
一直到经过了三年才把这个犹大国把这个耶路撒冷攻起。
And after 3 years, they conquered Jerusalem.
所以简单的原因就是因为犹大国背叛这个巴比伦国。
So a simple reason was that Judah rebelled against Babylon.
那我们知道一个事情它往往不是单一的原因。
And we know everything is not only one-sided.
还有其他的原因可能才是最主要的原因。
There are other factors that may be important as well.
我们请看历代志下三十六章。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下三十六章十五节。
2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 15.
十五节主他们列祖的神因为爱惜自己的民和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们。
15. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warnings to them by his messengers.Rising up early and sending them because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place.
以色列人是神的百姓。
The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
他们是神所专爱的。
God loved them only.
那在这里就写神怎么爱他们。
And it describes how God loved them.
当他们偏差的时候，神差派天使去警戒他们。
When they strayed, God sent messengers to warn them.
十六节。
16.
他们却嬉笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥诮他的先知，以致主的愤怒向他的百姓发作，无法可救。
16. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people till there was no remedy.
父母亲爱儿女，所以会纠正自己的儿女。
Parents love their children, so they will correct them.
如果儿女不听甚至这个讥笑父母亲的教导，那这个就是不孝顺的儿女。
And if the children do not listen and they mock the teachings, then the children do not honor their parents.
那这些神的百姓他们就是用这样不对的态度来面对着神的爱。
And that was the attitude of people of God have towards His love.
他们不看重先知的教导甚至把先知杀害。
They did not listen to the teachings of the prophets, and they even killed them.
这是他们亡国的一个最重要的原因。
And was the greatest reason the kingdom fell.
这些神的百姓不愿意 接受神的爱，不愿意接受神对他们的教导。
The people of God rejected God's love and His teachings.
所以我们要从先知的这个角度啊，我们来把这很长的一段时间来做个结论。
So let's make this conclusion of this long history from the perspective of prophets.
这个时间到底有多长？
How long was this time period?
耶稣亚带领百姓进入迦南地，这大约是在主前1406年。
Joshua led the people of God into the land of Canaan in 1406 BC.
那犹大国灭了，是在主前586年。
And Judah fell at 586 BC.
所以这当中大概经过820年。
So there's 820 years past.
我们要从先知的角度来看这820年能够给我们怎样的结论。
So what conclusion can we make of this 820 years from the perspective of prophets?
那为什么这个对我们来讲也是非常重要的？
And what is important to us?
我们所处的环境跟当时的环境非常的类似。
Our environment and is actually very similar to theirs.
我们请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2.
第二节，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并要用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。
To preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching.
这是保罗在讲当时的情形。
And Paul was describing what was happening.
我们发现保罗所讲的情形更像是我们今天所处的状况。
And Paul actually can also describe what we're facing today.
今天我们也是要非常努力传福音的一个时代。
And today we are in an age that we need to preach the gospel.
就像保罗提摩太的时代一样。
Just like Paul and Timothy's generation.
因为只要是人都需要神的福音，神的救恩。
Because all man needs the gospel of God and his salvation.
过去的人需要救恩，今天的人当然也需要救恩。
The people in the past needed it and so do we.
第三节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
这么宝贵的福音要传给人，但是这是人的反应。
When we preach the precious gospel, it is their reaction.
这么重要的道理，但是有时候我们弟兄姐妹的反应也会是这个样子。
And sometimes our brothers and sisters react to important teachings the same way.
第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
不是人的耳朵听不见，而是人选择性的来听他喜欢听的。
Not that they don't hear it, but they have selective hearing.
常常所选择的并不是最重要、最宝贵的。
And they don't choose the most important and most valuable.
第五节
，Five.
你却要凡事谨慎。忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
其实这一段当时是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
It was encouragement Paul had for Timothy.
因为保罗他即将为主耶稣来殉道。
Because Paul was to die for the Lord.
保罗已经看清楚了他们所处的情况。
And he saw clearly the time that they were in.
你所讲的没有多少人要听。
What you want to say, no one wants to listen.
但是第五节，保罗不是说那就算了。保罗说，你还是要做好传道的功夫。
But in verse 5, he's told him to do the work of evangelist and not give up.
这个跟当时的这些先知他们所处的情况几乎是完全一样。
And it's almost the same exact situation with the time of prophets.
神也是清楚的讲了。没有人要听，听不懂。
God clearly told them, but no one wanted to listen.
我们请参考以赛亚书第六章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
第八节，我又听见主的声音说：“我可以差遣谁？谁肯为我们去呢？”我说：“我在这里，请差遣我。”
8 also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me.
以赛亚非常勇敢地说，主，我在这里，你差遣我。
Isaiah bravely said, Here am I, send me.
差遣我去传讲信息。
Send me to preach the word.
第九节他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得。
Then he said, Go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand, keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
你讲的人家是听不明白，也看也不能够清楚。
People cannot understand nor perceive what they were teaching.
讲的都是同样的语言，那为什么会这样子
？How come they were speaking the same language?
第十节要使这百姓心蒙自由，耳朵花沉，眼睛昏迷恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。
Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes. Let they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return and be healed.
这些百姓拒绝神的话，他们把自己的眼睛耳朵好像蒙住了。
The people rejected the word of God as if they covered their ears.
他们偏向荒谬的言语。
They turn to fable words.
他们偏向错误的这种错误的信息。
They turn to the wrong message.
他们喜欢听好听的信息。
They like to hear the message that sounds good to them.
他们拒绝从神的先知来的信息。
They rejected the messages from prophets.
所以当然他们看不清楚，他们也听不明白。
That's why they cannot understand nor perceive.
下半句话我们就觉得有点不太明白。
And we cannot understand the latter half.
好像神怕他们明白了。能够得医治。
It's as if God was afraid that they can understand and be healed.
其实这是反面话。
Actually, God was using the opposite way.
神是巴不得他们能够明白，他们能够回转，他们能够得到医治。
God wanted them to understand and return and be healed.
如果你是以赛亚，你会不会后悔你的这种勇敢说，请差遣我？
If you are prophet Isaiah, will you regret your courage of saying, "Here am I, send me"?
神的意思是说，你做的是白做了。
God was telling him, "Your work is in vain."
但是先知他不是这样子。
But the prophet did not do so.
他可以感受到神的爱。
He felt the love of God.
神是巴不得他的百姓能够明白，能够回转。
Because God wanted His people to return and be healed.
所以先知他是怎么问
？So what did the prophet say?
十一节
，11.
我就说主啊，这到几时为止呢？他说，直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，无人，地土极其荒凉。
Then I said, Lord, how long? And He answered, Until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitants, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate, and
先知不是说我不做了，先知是说将会到什么时候呢
？The prophet did not say I will quit, but he said, Lord, how long?
先知的意思就是说，无论如何，主啊，我还是要传讲你的信息。
The prophet meant that regardless of what happens, he will preach the word of God.
是的，看起来几乎绝大部分的人，他们是拒绝的，他们是讥笑的。
Seems like the majority of the people rejected and mocked.
但是神也为自己保留了一部分的人。
But God preserves a people, a group of people for Him.
这一些人没有拒绝，这一些人听明白了。
This group of people did not reject and they understood.
这些人就是以后但以理书里头的但以理他的三个朋友。
And these people were the Daniel and his friends in the book of Daniel.
以斯帖记里头的莫迪改、以斯帖。
Mordecai and Ezra and Esther in the book of Esther.
还有这个以斯拉、尼希米等等这些人。
And Ezra and Nehemiah.
所以我觉得说这个结论呐，对我们今天来讲也是非常的宝贵、非常的重要的。
So I think this conclusion for us is also very important.
因为我们所处的环境正是相同的环境。
Because our situations are the same.
就像保罗对提摩太所讲的。你还是要努力去做传道的功夫。
Just like Paul told Timothy to still do the work of evangelists.
所以我们来看看这些先知他们的精神以及他们的信息。
So let's look at the attitude of the prophets and their messages.
这可以说就是这几百年来的一个 很重要的结论。
And this is a very important conclusion of this hundreds of years.
第一个，这些先知他们都是顺服的。
First, they are all obeyed.
他们顺服神，传讲神要他们讲的信息。
They obey God and taught the messages of that God wanted them to teach.
很多时候他们是少数。
Many of the times they were the minority.
当时 还有很多人也是所叫做先知，也在传讲信息。
There were other prophets that were preaching the message.
有很多的被称为先知，他们也在传讲神的启示。
And many prophets were teaching the prophecies of God.
甚至他们会要这个神的先知说跟我们讲一样的话。
And they will ask the prophet of God to say the same things.
我们请看列王记上二十二章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 22.
列王记上二十二章十三节。
1 Kings chapter 22 verse 13.
列王记上二十二章十三节。
1 Kings chapter 22 verse 13.
那去召米该亚的使者对米该亚说：“众先知一口同音的都向王说好话，你不如与他们同说一样的话，也说好，也说吉言。”
Then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Now listen, the word of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement."
这个神的先知要来见王，要把神的信息来告诉王。
The prophet of God came to tell the king what God was saying.
人家就暗示他，你要跟大家讲一样的话。
And the people hinted at him to tell him to say the same things.
十四节。
14.
米该亚说：“我指着永生主起誓，主对我说什么，我就说什么。”
And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak."
他是少数。
He was a minority.
但是他知道他加上神就是多数。
But he knew that with God he was the majority.
当然他勇敢地讲神要他讲的话。
So he courageously spoke the word of God.
这个叫做顺服。
This is obedience.
所以今天我们也不更改神的福音。
So today we do not change the gospel of God.
照着圣经里头所记载的，我们这样来传讲。
And we preach as the Bible records.
那他们这些先知也顺服神对他们的吩咐。要做的事情。
And these prophets also obeyed the commandments of God.
神常常要这些先知去做一些象征性的生活跟动作。
Many times God wanted the prophets to have symbolic actions or symbolic lives.
在人的面前，在那边做表演。
Before men, they had to perform.
不是简单的工作。
It wasn't a simple task.
是很受苦的。
But it was a lot of suffering.
不是表演一天两天。
It wasn't just to perform for one or two days.
或者两三个月。
Or two or three months.
有时候是好几年。
Many times it's a couple years.
不是走这个十公里的路。
Not to just walk 10 miles.
有时候是要走几百公里的路。
They had to walk hundreds of miles.
我们请看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
你到 Trader Joe 可能会有。看到一种面包叫做以西结面包。
If you go to Trader Joe's, you'll see a kind of bread called Ezekiel.
我们请看以西结书第四章。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 4.
以西结书第四章第九节。
Ezekiel chapter 4 verse 9.
第九节，你要取小麦、大麦、豆子、红豆、小米、粗麦，装在一个器皿中，用以为自己做饼，要按你侧卧390日吃这个饼。
Also take for yourself wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and spelt. Put them into one vessel and make bread of them for yourself. During the number of days that you lie on your side, 390 days, you shall eat it.
这个象征性的动作要做多久？390天。
He has to do this symbolic action for 390 days.
然后吃这个很粗糙的面包。
To this, eat this rough bread.
那对今天来讲，这个叫做很健康的。
And today we think it's healthy.
所以今天我们说越难吃的常常是越健康的。
And many times you say the food that don't taste good are healthy.
但是人是倾向于吃好吃的。
But we usually prefer tasty food.
不但这样子，我们再跳过来看十五节。
Let's also look at verse 15.
于是对他对我说：“看哪，我给你牛粪代替人粪， 你要将你的饼烤在其上。
Then he said to me, See, I am giving you cow dung instead of human waste, and you shall prepare your bread over it.
啊、神要他这么做。
God wanted him to do this.
他就顺服的去做。
And he obeyed.、
啊、每天吃一定的分量的面包跟水。
To have this、amount of bread and water.、
啊、这来代表的他们将来会遇到这种物质很缺乏的时候。
To symbolize that they will face a time period when they lack of material things.、
啊、对百姓做警告。
To warn the people.
赶快回头。
To return.
不要去遇，不然会遇上这种困苦的日子。
Or they will suffer.
神要先知做这样的表演，先知就顺服的去做。
And God wanted the prophets to have these performances, and prophets did so.
哦，所以这个顺服是先知所留给我们很重要的精神。
So a very important spirit that the prophets have left for us is obedience.
我们今天做神的百姓，做神的仆人，我们当然要学习这种。顺服的精神。
As God's people and His servants, we also need to be obedient.
我们再请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章十七节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17.
所谓的顺服啊，一直是人很大的挑战。
Obedience is a great challenge for us.
十七节，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为你们的。他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧苦。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们、不但要顺服神、我们要顺服那些为我们信仰、来关心。来爱我们的人。
And the author of Hebrew reminds us that we not only need to obey God, but we also need to obey those who care for us in our faith.
当时的百姓应该听这些先知的劝勉。
The people at the time should have listened to the encouragement of prophets.
今天也是有很多人爱我们、用道理、用话来安慰我们，来勉励我们。
And today there are many people who love us and will encourage and comfort us with the words.
很多人为了我们的得救，为了我们的信仰，来带领我们。
And many people will rule over us for our salvation and our faith.
我们如果是顺服神，我们要顺服这样的人。
If we obey God, we need to obey these people as well.
再来，这些先知他们充满着爱心。
And the prophets had a lot of love.
这些先知都很实在的生活在百姓的当中。
And they live among the people in a practical way.
他们实在是看到国王、这些官员、这些百姓他们的堕落、他们的悖逆。
They saw the corruptions and of the king officials and the people.
那他们也实在是看见了将来神的审判跟刑罚。
And they also saw God's judgment and His punishment.
因为神已经先启示他们了。
Because God has revealed to them.
当他们得到启示的时候。
When they receive revelation.
他们心里不是说这些人该得。
They didn't say these people deserve this.
他们却是充满着爱心的，赶快为他们来代求。
But instead they pray for the people with love.
先知的伟大不是在于说。他能够比别人先知道一些事情。
The greatness of prophets does not lie in how they can know things before other people.
先知的伟大不在于说他跟神是他是神所特别拣选的。
The prophets were not great because God chose them.
先知的伟大应该在于他们的爱。
They were great because of their love.
他们真的认识神。
They truly knew God.
所以呢，他们就有着神的那种伟大的爱。
So they had the great love of God.
我们请看阿摩斯书第七章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 7.
阿摩斯书第七章第一节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 1.
阿摩斯书第七章第一节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 1.
在丹尼里书后面一点点。阿摩斯书七章第一节。
Amos chapter 7 verse 1.
第一节，
Verse 1.
主指示我一件事，为王割菜之后，菜又发生，刚发生的时候，主造蝗虫。
Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, he formed locust swarms at the beginning of the late crop. Indeed, it was the late crop after the king's mowings.
第二节，蝗虫吃尽那地的青物，我就说主神啊，求你赦免，因为雅各微弱，怎能站立得住呢？
And so it was when they had finished eating the grass of the land that I said, O Lord God, forgive I pray, all that Jacob may stand, for he is small.
这个先知一听就知道，这是对百姓的审判跟刑罚。
The prophet immediately knew that it was a judgment and punishment for the people.
他马上的反应就说，啊，主啊，求你赦免，因为他们是软弱的。
And his response was to ask God for forgiveness because they are weak.
第三节，主就后悔说，这灾可以免了。
So the Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be, said the Lord.
第四节，主又指示我一件事，他命火来惩罚以色列，火就吞灭深渊，险些将地烧灭。
Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, the Lord God called for conflict by fire and consumed the great deep and devoured the territory.
这里神就直接的讲，我要刑罚以色列人。
And God just directly said he will punish the people.
第五节，我就说主神啊，求你止息，因为雅各软微弱，他怎能站立得住呢？
Then I said, O Lord God, cease, I pray, O that Jacob may stand, for he is small.
同样的，马上的反应就是为百姓来祈求。
In the same way, the immediate reaction was to intercede for the people.
这就是先知的精神，充满着爱。
And that was the attitude of the prophet, which was filled with love.
这些百姓其实让他们是很失望的。
The people actually disappointed them.
但是他们就像神这样子，还是爱着这些百姓。
But just like God, they still love the people.
所以第六节主就后悔。说这灾也可以免了。
So the Lord relented concerning this. This shall also shall not be, said the Lord God.
我们会觉得说，哎呀，神也会后悔啊。
We may say, how come God will relent?
这个后悔跟人的后悔不一样。
And this is different from the relent of men.
人让神失望。
And men disappoint God.
神的后悔来表达他对人的爱。
God relented to show his love for the people.
神的后悔表达他的公义。
God relented to show his justice.
所以这些先知他们在强调什么？
What were the prophets trying to say?
这些先知在强调第一个公义。
They were trying to emphasize justice.
我们请看阿摩斯书的第五章。
Let's look at Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章二十四节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 24.
二十四节，唯有公平唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。
But let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
这个可以说是阿摩斯书的一个重要的主题。
It is a main topic of Book of Amos.
就是先知强调在人的生活里头要有公义。
And prophets emphasize that in man's life there must be justice.
当一个社会失去了公义，那么这个社会就开始有问题。
When a society does not have righteousness, then there is a problem.
一个社会如果没有了公义，这个社会很快会衰微，甚至会毁灭。
A society without justice will become weak and be destroyed.
在人的生活里头，本来就存在着很多的不一样。
And in our life, there are many things that are different.
在人的生活里头，有好一点的，有差一点的。
There are good things and are bad things.
在人的生活里头，有比较强的，有比较弱的。
In our life, there are stronger people and weaker ones.
所以所谓的少数的弱的，他本来是应该受到保护的。
The minority and the weak are supposed to be protected.
有公义才会有保护。
And only when there is justice, then there is protection.
但是人性有时候是很残忍的。
But men are cruel.
越不好的越是要踩到脚下。
If you are weak, then we have to step on you.
所以社会需要讲求公义。
So society needs to emphasize justice.
这样很多的有很大部有一部分的人才能够真正的得到保护。
Then these group of people can be protected.
有公义，所以大家才能够 都生存下来。
There is justice, so that everyone can survive.
哦，当一个社会里头充满着很多强的欺压弱的，那这个社会就没有公义了。
When the strong oppress the weak, and then the society does not have justice.
那当然，这里头也因为没有了爱。
And because there is no love.
好，所以有时候这个公义必须是要强制去执行。
And that's why the justice needs to be enforced in a stronger way.
好，尤其当人失去了爱。
Especially when men don't have love.
啊，但是很多时候是这两个重要的东西同时没有了。
But many times we lack both of these things.
这阿摩斯书里头所描写的一些当时的情况就是这个样子。
And Amos was describing the time which was like that.
但是我们也可以看到我们的神他是有慈爱又有公义。
But we can see that our God is filled with love and justice.
在他的公义里头有爱。
There is love in his justice.
但是人常常公义里头没有爱，所以也会变得很残酷。
And men become cruel because they don't have love and justice.
那神的爱里头，神的爱不会去违背他的公义。
But God's love does not go against his justice.
人很容易滥用了爱。啊，结果就变成一种纵容，就失去了公义。
And oftentimes people will abuse love and lose justice.
这就是人类的生活里头为什么问题那么多。
And that's why there are so many problems in our society.
所以在这个先知的信息里头，他们强调要公义。
In the messages of the prophets, they emphasize justice.
再来，先知强调要追求知识，要认识神。
And the prophets also emphasized knowledge of understanding God.
我们请看阿摩斯书的前面一点，何西阿书第四章。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 4.
何西阿书第四章第六节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
何西阿书四章第六节。
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
我的民因无知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你，使你不再给我做祭司。你既忘了神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priests for me, because you have forgotten the law of your God. I also will forgive your children.
这里说神的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡。
Here it says that God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
这里所说的知识跟神是有关系的。
And this knowledge is about God.
箴言里头说，认识神是知识的开端。
And in Proverbs it says the beginning of knowledge is understanding God.
没有知识，对神认识不够，这个会带来灭亡。
If you don't have knowledge of understanding God, then it will bring about destruction.
所以先知在强调要认识知识的同时，也强调要认识神。
So that's why when prophets emphasize knowledge, they also emphasize knowing God.
一个时代为什么会毁灭
？How can a generation be destroyed？
常常也是因为这样子，不认识神，没有知识。
Because they don't know God, and they don't have knowledge.
我们请再看第六章的第六章第三节。
Let's also look at chapter 6 verse 3.
第六章第三节，我们务要认识主，竭力追求认识他。他出现切如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
Verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
人有拜神的天性。
Man has a tendency to worship God.
但是人不一定认识神。
But men do not necessarily know God.
所以这里说一定要认识神，而且是要努力的去追求认识。
That's why it says not only we need to know God, but we also have to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
一定要认识神，因为神决定我们的一切。
We must know God because He decides our fate.
一定要认识神，因为我们是神所创造的。
We must know God because we are created by Him.
又追求神的天性，这个还不够。
To have the tendency to pursue God is not enough.
还要努力去追求才会认识。
You need to try hard to pursue, and you can know.
当我们努力，我们就可以认识神。
When we are diligent, then we can know God.
那我们神在我们的生活里头，就会像早晨的阳光。
Then in our lives, God will be like the as the morning.
有这个认识神的知有这个知识也会让我们的生活好像有甘雨一样。
And having the knowledge of the Lord is like having rain in our life.
所以先知所讲的信息都是最重要的。
And this is an important message of the prophets.
这对我们今天来讲也是同样的重要。
And for us, it's just as important.
今天的饥饿干渴已经不只有在物质的层面。
The hunger and thirst is not only material.
是的，有些地方他们是物质上的饥饿跟干渴。
Yes, many places they have hunger and thirst for physical things.
但是也有很多地方物质是甚至是丰富的，但是是那种另一个层面的饥饿跟干渴。
But many places they have a lot of material things, but they still have hunger and thirst in other aspects.
那原因就是缺少神。
Because they don't have God.
没有神，人也没有做行义的力量。
Without God, there is no motivation to do the right things.
我们请参考箴言二十四章。
Let's look at Proverbs 24.
箴言二十四章第五节。
Proverbs 24 verse 5.
箴言二十四章第五节，智慧人大有能力，有知识的人地上加力。
A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
为什么先知强调要追求知识，要认识神？
Why did the prophets emphasize pursuing God and have the knowledge of the Lord?
因为这就是智慧，这就是知识。
Because that's knowledge and wisdom.
让人不但有能力，而且是力上加力。
So men are not only strong, but have increasing strength.
一个基督徒在这个充满着试探挑战的生活里头，不但要有力量，而且是要力上加力。
And as Christians, we live in a challenging and tempting world. We need to have strength upon strength.
那所以我们要努力的来追求知识，追求认识神。
So we need to strive to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
努力就一定能够得着。
When we strive, we will receive it.
世界上有些东西不一定你努力了你可以得着。
There are things in the world that we may not obtain even if we strive.
但是也有很多时候是努力的真的得着了。
But many times if you're diligent, you can actually receive it.
对圣经的知识，对神就是这个样子。
The knowledge in the Bible and knowledge of God is this in this way.
尤其处在耶稣再来之前的日子。
Especially before in the days before the Lord comes.
我们请看丹尼里书十二章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 12.
丹尼里书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 4.
第四节，丹尼里啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑。或做切心研究，知识就必增长。
For but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
来往奔跑，努力的。去研究，知识就会增长。
To run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
在过去的时代里头，不是这么容易可以拥有圣经。
In the past, it's not as easy to have the Bible.
那今天我们却能够很容易的拥有圣经。
But today we can have the Bible easily.
所以我们真的要看重圣经，神的知识。
So we need to know the importance of the knowledge of God.
在这种自由的环境里头，我们要努力的来追求更多的认识神。
In a free society, we need to even pursue God even more.
再来这些先知也勉励要依靠神的灵。
And the prophets also encouraged them to rely on the Spirit of God.
知道不等于做到。
Knowing does not mean you can do it.
要做要有动机，也要有力量。
To do, you need to have the motivation and strength.
这个动机就是认识神，认识神的爱。
And the motivation is the knowledge and knowledge of His love.
因为认识体验神的爱成为我们行道的一个动机。
When you experience the love of God, it becomes a motivation for us to preach.
当然爱也是一股力量。
Of course, love itself is a strength.
神爱我们，所以他又将他的灵来赐给我们。
God loves us and he gives us his spirit.
我们请看这个撒迦利亚书。
Let's look at Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
好，那我们知道撒迦利亚的时代已经又是另一段的历史。
And we know Zechariah's time is another part of the history.
好，在王国七十年之后，他们得到迎喜，有人回去耶路撒冷。
And 70 years after their kingdom fell, some of them were permitted to return.
回到耶路撒冷要重建神的圣殿。
To return to Jerusalem to rebuild his temple.
这个撒迦利亚就是那一个时代的先知。
And Zechariah was the prophet of that time.
撒迦利亚书四章第六节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
他对我说，这是主指示所罗巴伯的万军之主说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
So he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, nor by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
我们是在走信仰的道路。
We are walking in the journey of faith.
就像当时的百姓，他们在建造圣殿，他们是在做神的工作。
Just as the people of the time, they were working to build the temple.
今天我们生活当中很多的事情都是跟我们的神，跟我们的信仰是有关系的。
And in our lives, many things are related to our God and our faith.
我们要把神的教训在生活当中行出来。
We have to live according to His teachings.
我们要把主耶稣的福音来传讲出来。
We have to preach His word.
我们靠着是什么？
What do we rely on?
就像这个先知这里所说的是靠着神的灵。
We, as the prophet says, by the spirit of the Lord.
主耶稣要为世界上的人来受死。
The Lord Jesus died for mankind.
将来主耶稣所拣选的这些门徒要开始传讲这个主耶稣的福音。
And the disciples that Lord Jesus chose was preaching the word.
主耶稣也是交代他们在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
And Jesus commanded them to wait for the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
所以今天我们也是要看重圣灵的能力。
So today we also need to know the importance of Holy Spirit.
最后先知也常常带给百姓那种复兴的盼望。
And lastly, the prophets also gave the people hope of restoration.
我们请看哈巴谷书第三章。
Let's look at Habakkuk chapter 3.
哈巴谷书在比较后面一点，哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk after Micah chapter 3.
哈巴谷书三章十七节。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中结了羊，盆内没有牛。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls.
天灾会带来这样的情况。
And this is what the natural disasters will bring.
战争也会带来这样的情况。
And the wars and battles will bring this also.
一个混乱的社会也会带来这个样子。
And the same thing with in the chaotic society.
让人绝望，让人没有希望的情况。
People will lose their hope.
十八节。
18.
然而我要因主欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
神是我们的盼望。
God is our hope.
神带给我们希望。
God gives us hope.
十九节。
19.
主神是我的力量，他使我的脚快如弩木的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
The Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high heels.
啊，无论这个我们所处的环境怎么的在变迁。
It doesn't matter if our surroundings are changing.
啊，或许就像十七节这样子的，让我们觉得很无力，很没希望。
Maybe in, just like in 17, we feel that we are without strength and without hope.
啊，但是我们是有天国盼望的人。
But we have the heavenly hope.
我们最后请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 20节。Verse
20. 20节不要藐视先知的讲论。
Do not despise prophecies.
啊，我们不要忽略了这本圣经，啊，所给我们的信息。
We cannot neglect the messages in the Bible.
啊，二十一节。
21.
但要凡事查验美善的要持守。
Test all things, hold fast what is good.
啊，当然我们也不要忽略了我们所听到的信息。
Of course, we cannot neglect the messages that we hear.
啊，凡事这个美善的，我们都要持守。
Hold fast what is good.
我们一起唱诗264首
264
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's all make a concluding prayer.
啊，我们求主帮助我们啊，都能够在这个时代里头啊，成为时代的先知。
And we ask God to help all of us to become the prophets of our time.
啊，至少我们也要能够像丹尼里他们那样子啊，愿意啊，听得懂 先知所讲的话。
And the least we can do is like the Daniel and his friends that they understood the word of the prophets.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们能够顺服神。
And we ask God to help us to submit to Him.
我们求神帮助我们，让我们能够充满着神的爱。
And we ask God to help us to be filled with His love.
那我们尽量的努力的来过着一个有公义的生活。
And we try our best to live a life of justice.
我们更加努力的来追求圣经的知识，追求认识神。
And we strive even harder to pursue the knowledge of God.
我们珍惜神所赐给我们的圣灵，我们好好的来依靠圣灵。
And to treasure the Holy Spirit that He has given us and to use His power.
对神所赐给我们永生的盼望，我们要常常持守着。
And let's all keep the eternal hope that God has given us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.